What's up, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Diznoids Podcast, coming to you live, not live, from the Diznoids Studios. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Josh. With me, as always, is the main man, the guy who makes sure my cargo shorts are nice and ironed whenever we go on vacation, Mr. Review It Rob. What's up, brother?
Wait, did you say I could do what?
Make sure my cargo shorts are nice and ironed. Starch,
look good. I don't care how you look. I don't give one crap how you look at a theme park. I got my own style I got to worry about when I'm at theme parks. I got to make sure my legs are as bright as can be because they are never tan.
Your legs are like their own social distancing barrier.
Exactly. You see those bright freaking legs, stay away. That's your warning sign right there.
Yeah, cool, man. I haven't seen you in like a week.
Has it been a week?
Yeah, it's been a week, man. What you been up to? Well, you didn't come over for wrestling.
Well, I was at my friend's house.
I know.
That's
what
we do. Well, like we watch pay-per-views together.
Like you said on your show, you've become popular all of a sudden.
I don't know. I hate it. I don't like it.
But no, you've been. I haven't seen you, so it feels weird. Like there's some catching up to do. Like I have an excitingly stupid story to tell you.
Awesome. Let's see. What have I been up to? One.
You recorded an awesome show.
I did record an awesome show with our buddy Zach, our brother Zach. He was on the show. We talked all things DC fandom.
Yes.
Which was fantastic and awesome. What an event. What?
Nothing. You just reminded me something.
You just said,
to talk about.
Oh, during the podcast.
You reminded me something to talk about I didn't put down in here.
Okay, whatever. So we watched DC fandom. Great time. Fun for me, because obviously The Flash, huge fan of. To see that my boy Ezra Miller's still there was great. The Batman trailer came out. Me and Zach geeked hard about that one, because that thing looks amazing. And then Shazam didn't really have anything.
Yeah, a title was announced.
Yeah, a title, so that's good.
So and I saw that they called it Shazoom for Shazoom. The Zoom meeting. Yeah, so they had the nice jokes in there. Sinbad was a part of it, so.
Sinbad's going to be in the movie. That's insane.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
Because I think the joke is because they thought he did a movie called Shazam back in the day.
Back in the 90s, yeah.
That whole freaking effect thingy. That went down, returned to the theater, saw Back to the Future.
How was it on the big screen?
So good.
How did it look? Did it look dated or is it cleaned up?
No, it looks fantastic.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Like,
nice.
My whole thought when I was watching that movie, I'm like, this still holds up. Like, it 100% still holds up.
I gotcha. Yeah. But, whenever I watched it on Netflix, because I just watched a movie the other night because I love the movie, it still kind of has a grainy look to it.
Didn't notice that at all.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Because I didn't know if it, like, looks dated. Like, even when I... Like, the reason I couldn't get into Star Wars is because the movies looked grainy to me.
Okay.
And I like the newer movies better because they just look better.
That's the difference between you and I. I'm like a movie freaking fan. Yeah. So I can watch movies no matter what they look like.
Gotcha. I feel like that's a fantastic segue. Because whenever I listen to your show, which is a great show, everybody go back and listen to the Review at Rob show.
Thank you.
It reminded me to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a cinephile, if that's what they're called, right?
Sure.
I don't get the deal. I don't get the excitement. I understand I'm the weird one here, so I want it explained to me. Like, even Zach said he was getting goosebumps about certain things.
Yeah.
What is it about a trailer that's exciting? Time out before I go into it anymore, okay? Because, or before you jump in. Because I watched all the same trailers you guys did. And just like with the New Mutants, I watched the trailer with you. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm excited to watch it. It comes out tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm excited to go, but the trailer didn't...
Got my ticket already.
So like, whenever I see the trailer for the Batman, Justice League, Wonder Woman, did nothing for me. Like, really? It didn't make me excited to go see the movie. When the movie's about to open and I can go see it, then I'll get hyped. But I just don't... Explain to me what a trailer does for you and why it's so exciting.
Well, first and foremost, he and I are, like, huge DC fans.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, one of our bonding things. We're both, like, the two dudes that stand up for DC all the time. So, obviously, that whole event was very big to us, and we were getting goosebumps watching everything because it's reality. This is really happening. This is the stuff we've been hoping to see, and it's coming. Plus, it's just our first look and our glimpse of everything that's going to be happening and going on the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why it's hitting us in a way. It's like, oh, my God, this is actually coming. This is going to be something we get to see in theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
That's nice.
So, like, whenever you watch the Wonder Woman trailer, like, you're already excited for the movie.
Oh, yeah.
But seeing stuff in the trailer, like Cheetah, that looked cool.
Oh, God, yeah.
Trying to think of what stood out to me in the Batman. The Riddler looked amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It looked nice and creepy.
Not the classic suit or anything. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of cool stuff came out of DC fandom.
I mean, you're trying to remember what happened at the Batman trailer. He owned behind in that trailer.
Yeah, it was interesting. But like I said, it just doesn't stand out to me like that. How like I'll give you another example. Like, you, like, if you're about to ride a ride for the first time, you won't watch any videos so you don't get any spoilers. I watch the video. I mean, I don't mind getting spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for some reason, when I watch a trailer, I feel like This is just tidbits of the movie. And I don't really get excited over trailer. I don't know why. I don't know why either.
Probably because you're not a cinephile.
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
Anyways.
All right, cool. Well, anyways, what else you been up to?
Started fasting again because the trip's coming up, and I want to try to see if I can lose some weight before I get there.
Yeah.
And what I've done, I found something on YouTube, which I wish I could remember the name right now. But it just randomly came up, so I think my phone knows I'm fat. But I was going through YouTube. One of the things that gave me was this guy has a freaking whole page dedicated to big and tall at Universal or at Disney.
Oh,
can
nice.
I ride on this
uh-huh.
or can I fit on this? And I watched those videos all day yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Well, like an hour yesterday. Just the Universal stuff, but he had Walt Disney World. I'm sure he's got other theme parks in there.
Yeah.
But I was looking and trying to gauge, am I about ready to ride these things or not? Problem is, that dude's like 6'8". 350 pounds. So I weigh less than him, but he's way taller than I am.
Yeah.
So body proportion wise.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, it's different the way it's set up.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
For sure. But that was really cool to see. So it gives me kind of an idea of what I need to be looking for.
Shoot for, toward, yeah.
I'm already pretty much planning on not riding Forbidden Journey or Hulk. Because those two rides are just not forgiving whatsoever to anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you have to be freaking super small to ride on those rides, I think. Yeah.
Cool, man. So what else?
That's it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Awesome.
Well, Tell me your funny story.
Well, it's funny because of what happens to me, but the day that it happened on was kind of a crappy day. It's like I opened Pandora's box, okay? The beginning of the day, Sunday, my daughter breaks her arm.
Okay? Good Lord.
Falls off the pool, breaks her arm. She had to go to the hospital, okay? Get that. She gets her cast put on. She comes home, hanging out. I was on vacation last week, so I haven't been in my van. And we have a lot of electronic devices inside of our van, so my battery was dead, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I parked my van in the garage. I'm such an idiot, okay? Yeah. I hope you laugh at this, because I'm an idiot, because I deserved it. So my van's in the garage. It can't be jumped, okay? Mm-hmm. It needs to be jumped so I can go to work the next day. So I'm like, I'm going to roll my van out of my garage.
Oh, God. Oh, that's going to go great.
So I put it in... I put it in neutral. I started to roll. It's going fine. It's going out nice and smooth, right? Guess what I forget? There's an incline on my driveway.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I did notice the incline before, okay?
Yeah.
So I told my son to come out. I was like, all right, whenever this thing starts to roll, hit the brake, okay?
This is why you have kids, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. He was the one I should not have asked, okay?
God.
I said... Whenever it starts to roll fast and you hear me say, hit the brake, okay?
Yeah.
So that was the plan, okay? Started to roll faster. I said, hit the brake. It did not stop.
He didn't hit the brake.
He couldn't find the brake.
Oh, my God.
He said, I don't know where it's at. So, okay, so by the time at comes out of his mouth, I don't know where it's at. Wham! My leg gets smashed between my work van and my wife's car.
Oh.
So the back of my knee is bruised and bloody and scraped and just... Smash. Didn't mess up. I sacrificed my body for the front end of my wife's car. So, my leg is effed. But
what
my wife's car is
man.
Okay. Yeah, it was insane. So,
I can't believe your kid doesn't know where the brake is. But then again, I know this kid. Yeah, this sounds about right.
Yeah, he was the last one I should have asked. He was just the first one I saw.
I'm pretty sure your youngest could have taken care of that better than he could have.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But anyways, it was an interesting day. I did that on my last day on my vacation, so the week work has been annoying this week.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But other than that, just nothing else. I didn't get to go anywhere for vacation, which stunk.
That is pretty dumb.
Watched SummerSlam. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Fiend got the title back. Roman returned.
Roman returned, boy.
There's
turned
another.
It up on him.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was cool. It was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
But yeah, nothing really much else has been going on for me. I'm excited to see New Mutants tomorrow.
Yeah. Are you seeing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I might take an extended lunch just so I see it before you.
Okay. I don't care.
I'll send
still
you all the spoilers.
It. I won't read any of your Texas tomorrow.
But no, that's it. That's all I've been up to.
Do you ever get that feeling? Like, I just said Texas. I feel like I said Texas.
Yeah.
You ever get that feeling?
That's actually something. The guy that gave me the name Tombstone Josh used to have a radio show.
Yeah.
And the guy that used to talk about sports... He said that somebody would exchange Texas. He's like, what are you talking about, the state? How do you exchange the state?
I'm telling you, it's
but
so close.
No, yeah, it's weird. The wording is weird.
And you joined the Royal Rumble this weekend.
Oh, yes, that's true. Our friends over at the Cretans Guild, Mr. Skipper Bob, has designed this thing for podcast creators, vloggers, all these people.
Yeah.
That's going to be a computer-generated, like, we don't know who the winner's going to be.
Okay.
Royal Rumble. and the winner gets their belt, the Cretans Guild belt.
Oh, nice.
Championship. Yeah. He asked me, he was asking me for my stats and everything. I was like, I'm this. He's like, okay, what wrestling style do you want? Well, I said, this is computer, it's just going to be random. He's like, yeah. I said, okay, so if I pick The Rock or Roman's fighting styles, will the computer version of Vince automatically make me win?
Yeah.
He's like, that's funny, but no. But no, that's going to be interesting to see. I said,
shut up, man.
I like to give you a hard time.
God, it's so freaking weird that people hate Roman because he's Vince's boy, but everybody else knows Vince's boy is perfectly fine.
Yeah, like Triple H.
Yeah. And Stone Cold. All of them. Yeah. But nah, nonetheless.
Oh, speaking of wrestling, this is so weird. It's gone wrestling.
This is our show.
But I watched Fighting With My Family last night.
Good movie.
It was pretty good. It was really good.
I liked it.
And whenever you see the end, whenever she makes her debut, you automatically go to YouTube like, is that how it went?
Yeah.
And it was close. It was close. Yeah. Well, it was still cool. It was a fun movie.
The girl playing AJ Lee is an actual wrestler now.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed it definitely wasn't AJ Lee. Cool.
Zelina Vega. She's really good.
Last thing I want to talk about before we segue into some news.
All right.
To talk about, you're talking about fasting.
Yes.
I want to talk about how I know I'm fat.
Okay? Fasting is actually really easy, by the way. I thought it was going to be super tough because
how do you get in the mindset of doing it? Because I've always
You just put yourself in there. Like, I can't tell you why because I thought it was going to be super hard. But, the last couple of days, I think I did 20 hours a day of no.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Really? Dang it. That's pretty cool, man.
Pretty easy.
That's awesome. But no, you want to know how I know I'm fat?
Hmm.
You know that movie where he's like, you know how I know you're. And they go back and forth, Paul Rudd and. No, all right, never mind. So you want to know how I know I'm fat? Occasionally, I like to have my hair nice and soft, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I use my wife's hair product.
That's why.
No.
So the avatar ride was right. They called you a girl on the avatar.
They called me
ride.
Feminine, yeah.
There you go.
No, but, why do women shampoo products smell like slushies? Like, whenever I was washing my hair, I was like, man, I really want a slushie right now. Like, it was all coconut and orange scented. And
I'm a lonely dude. I don't know what women's hair products smell like.
Okay,
right?
Well, they're very fruity and delicious tasting. So, I'm sitting there washing my hair
delicious tasting? You're tasting, you're tasting
smelling,
shampoo?
Delicious smelling.
Is that what the problem is?
Yes, I'm eating shampoo.
Yeah, all right.
There's a lot of calories in shampoo, okay? If you eat conditioner, it's the diet version.
I know you're supposed to clean out your system, but that's
worse.
Taking clean out your system to a whole nother level.
No, but it just smelled really good. I was like, this is weird. I want a slushy now.
All right,
so cool. That was a fun intro.
Sheesh.
To how our week has been.
Yes.
But we're ready to talk some theme park news, movie news.
Last week's episode, did I say what hotel I moved to?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just make sure.
Yeah, you talked about you're going to see the volcano.
I am.
What's
volcano
it called?
View.
Krakatau. Krakatau.
I have to wake up with Krakatau.
Krakatau.
I'm going to say that every day. I'm going to record walking in there, too, by the way. Now that I have a freaking phone that actually can record backside
voice. Instead of walking around
and
like
you're
this.
Not going with me to Universal, so the phone's safe.
Hey, shut up, man. I might go just to wreck your phone.
Yeah, whatever.
But no, let's talk some theme park news. That's a good segue.
That's a good segue.
There's been a lot of funny things in the news, a lot of good things in the news.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly with what article I should start with first.
Okay. I'll start with a funny one.
All right, go ahead. You go ahead and lead us off.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Ah.
And Walt Disney World.
Oh, I seen this.
You seen this?
Yes.
One of the pirates, I guess, got a little too tipsy and went ahead and tipped the over off on the thing and fell off.
Oh,
so the animatronic fell off.
Yeah.
And they had to close the ride.
They closed the whole ride for that one animatronic?
Yeah. Yep.
He had a little too much rum. But you want to know what I thought was funny?
Huh.
Whenever I first saw that article, it says topple. It says animatronic topples over. Mm-hmm. I thought it said animatronic topless. So I was like, wait
what?
A second. How?
That's weird, yeah.
Yeah. But anyways.
That's just like the latest wild thing that happened there. I think I saw a story where It's a Small World was running without music. And I'm like, that's got to be the creepiest freaking thing ever.
Weird. Then all of a sudden the lights turn out.
Yeah, yeah. You're just running through there like nothing but dolls.
All right.
And they're all dancing and singing, but you can't hear what they're singing.
All right, well, while we're on the topic of weird stories,
yeah.
I got one for you. I'm going to give you the headline first. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Guest upset over mask rules, comma,
of course.
Hits Epcot security guard.
Okay.
An Orlando man was arrested earlier this month at Walt Disney World after hitting an Epcot security guard following argument over the resort's face covering policy.
Good Lord. Why is this so hard for people?
Why?
I saw something funny the other day. They're like, they showed a bunch of masks that you have to wear.
Yeah.
That people never complain about wearing.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end, they show somebody putting on the face mask, like, all of a sudden, I can't breathe. I can't do this all of a sudden.
Yeah,
like, I don't
weird.
Get it. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Our friends over at the Monday Morning Monorail podcast, they walked the whole Epcot World Showcase with their masks on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And think about it, it's hot as crap.
It's hot.
Right and, now. I mean, yeah. they were fine.
It's fine. It's just people not wanting to do stuff.
But this guy and his family were there on August 14th and were, according to the security guard, wearing improper masks. After visiting their vehicle, the family returned to the entrance but were turned away again when one child's mask still didn't comply with their rules. Mm. According to the report, the guy began cussing and told security guards to call police, adding they'll have to shoot me to leave. Wow. What a great family vacation there.
Happiest place on earth, man.
Whenever the guard attempted to use his phone to call his supervisor, the guy hit him in the head with an open hand.
How dare you do what I told you to do?
So that was another fun article in the news this week.
Lord, man.
But yeah, just wear your masks. If your mask's not right, don't hit people.
I want to know what was wrong with the mask.
I don't know. It might have been one of those gators. Didn't they just...
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It didn't say what kind of mask it was, but it wasn't on their guidelines list.
It's really wild. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have a Universal Studios mask that Universal's selling, so if they're telling me that's not good, then they shouldn't be selling.
Speaking of masks, I was called Stormtrooper again today with my Casey Jones masks, and that's getting old.
Nobody knows.
I just want to say that right now.
Not many people... In the outlook of the world. I know you love the Ninja Turtles, but Stormtrooper is in the mind more of people than Casey Jones.
Shut up, man.
Like, Casey Jones is under April O'Neil.
Casey Jones is underrated. How about that?
Yeah, sure.
Casey Jones is awesome.
They have an awesome Funko Pop coming out.
Which I've already got it on order.
Do you?
Yeah.
Sheesh, man.
Jumping to the next article. Florida governor says state would support theme parks expanding capacity. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
DeSantis.
Said Wednesday that the state would support a move by theme parks to increase capacity at their attractions. Mm-hmm. Walt Disney World, Universal, and SeaWorld were all gathered together. And, you know, they said they dealt with it in the best way. The pandemic has gone without any hiccups.
Yeah.
We think that capacity can be increased. When you have the kind of protocols they have in place, you know, we are very comfortable at the state level that they are doing it in a good way.
Okay.
How do you feel about them upping it before your trip? Would you at least say, wait till I go?
I need a rim shot because I'm about to tell a joke.
All right, let's go. Ready? Let's go.
SeaWorld is used to this capacity because that's their normal capacity. Yeah. How would I feel?
If they upped it, you know what I mean?
I would feel weird, one, because they just closed a couple of Universal hotels to comply with capacity issues, mm-hmm. which was one of my hotels. And then, two, I've seen that... it's not going to matter to me anyways because I'm going on the weekend, and the weekend's been super busy the last couple weeks.
Has it?
Which sucks. But, I mean, that's theme park life. Theme parks are always busy. I mean, it's just, you got to live and deal with it.
Yeah. It says to limit capacity at its parks, Disney guests now need to make a reservation to visit, which we know. But does Universal do that? Or can you just...
You can go.
Can you just go, and then once that limit's hit, they just cut it off?
They cut it off.
Okay.
That's the good news about staying on site at Universal is I'm already counted as a guest.
Yeah.
Which is not the same at Disney. You're not counted as a guest if you're staying on Disney property.
Yeah.
Which is freaking wild.
Well, I'll just say, if it was me that was going when you're going, I hope the capacity thing is not raised before I would go.
Yeah,
because I would just want that extra heads up of, you know, things are going to be nice and smooth.
This is something I was thinking about the other day, because people in the Universal annual pass holder page keep passing...
Wow, that was a freaking mouthful.
That was
a lot of P's, man.
They keep posting about another P word. They keep posting about the limited capacity and how great it is that nobody's there. Like, do you realize that's not a great thing that there's not a lot of people there?
Yeah.
You want Universal making business to be better for the future.
Yeah.
So that's not a good thing.
Well, we'll see what happens, man. I'm interested to see how your trip goes.
Me too.
Final bit of theme park news I have here. Magic Kingdom to celebrate Halloween beginning September 15th.
Yeah!
Disney has today confirmed that the Magic Kingdom will be decorated this fall as part of the Halloween celebrations beginning September 15th. The fall celebration will take place between September 15th and October 31st.
Woohoo!
As expected, there will be special Halloween-themed cavalcades. What the heck is that word? With Mickey and Minnie. I guess that's meet and greet?
Okay.
Cavalcades?
Cavalcades, sure.
Yeah, we need to Google that one because that's not in my vocabulary at all. Pluto and pals wearing their favorite Halloween costumes. According to Disney, for the first time, guests of all ages can wear your funniest, Disneyest, most creative costumes during the Magic Kingdom Park regular operating hours from September 15th to October 31st again.
No mask for adults, but kids under 13 can wear a mask.
There you go. Along with the decor and cavalcades, there it is again. You can also expect a range of merchandise and treats for the fall. Disney announced in June that this year's Not So Scary Halloween would not be taking place because of COVID-19. So at least you're getting a little taste of All Hallows Eve at the theme park. Which, when we made our Disney trip a couple years ago, our Broad trip, it was decorated for Halloween.
We need another one of those, by the way.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's what'll happen next month. I'll get to go.
Hopefully. We'll see.
That's crazy, your trips in a month, man.
It's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
I'm trying to lose weight as fast as possible. It's not working.
Well, those mini sit-ups you're doing right now.
I like to eat.
I'm sure it's helping.
What Mankind used to do back in the 90s. Yeah, it's cool that they're still doing that. I hope Universal has the pumpkins in the trees like they normally do. They're still doing like a feel for HHN, which I guess we'll jump into Universal news-wise. Tribute Store's open, so that's our little bit of HHN that we're getting.
Yes.
And they open the third room, or fourth room as they call it. Which is Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is now the next room. There's a room that's serving.
Two areas, I guess?
It's a room that's serving food, which looks like it's themed towards Beetlejuice and stuff like that.
So food themed towards Beetlejuice or HHN foods?
Beetlejuice themed.
Really? Awesome. Like,
yeah. So, desserts.
Do they have a cup with the shrimp fingers that come out and grab your face?
I don't know. I haven't looked that hard into it. But yeah, we got a Beetlejuice room. Looks awesome. Yeah. Can't wait to walk through that. A lot of Beetlejuice merch. And they're adding new stuff. Looks like every Wednesday and Friday they're releasing something new. So
merch-wise?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So there's no telling what else is coming.
Heck yeah.
So I'm excited to walk through that. Zach talked about it on my episode that there's a way to still celebrate HHN while you're there. So I think we're going to do that. And then HHN just released their playlist. They released an HHN playlist on Spotify. So what I'm going to do is, I don't have Spotify. I mostly, when I listen to music, I listen to YouTube.
Oh, okay.
YouTube music. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to take the idea of that playlist and take all those songs and make my own playlist on YouTube. I just think it's easier to deal with YouTube than freaking...
YouTube to MP3?
No.
Just the videos?
Put it on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And play it.
Oh, I gotcha. I see what you're saying.
And then I'm still going to make my own playlist because I want my own feel and style. But I'm going to do that for like... Why not?
Awesome. Yeah,
just put it on there, listen to it when I can, maybe get some ideas from that to pull over, see if I have some of the same songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good, man.
That's gonna be cool.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. I did see some people are buying them and then selling them for a ridiculous amount.
That's the vinyl.
On the internet.
That's the vinyl.
Oh, okay.
Which people freaking suck. I hate these people. But I did find that there's an antique mall, like somewhere in Florida. I gotta figure out how far away it is from my hotel, but they're selling like old... theme park stuff in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool to check out.
Yeah. For sure.
Awesome.
For show.
Getting it for show. Cool, man. That's perfect. I think this next little bit of news you're going to touch on.
Yes.
Is going to be the perfect segue into our next segment. So let me stop you real quick because I have a super nice piece of random news.
Okay.
That is specifically directed at our friend Jen.
Breaking news.
One half of the Dillo's Diz podcast.
Oh, with Jen and Frank. Because you tagged me in to get...
But the only reason I said this was directed towards her is because they're filming a Hallmark movie. She's a giant fan of Hallmark movies, which I don't think I've still seen any one Hallmark movie.
I want to say I've seen one. I don't remember which one, but I want to say I've seen one.
But anyways, this one...
It makes me feel like I've seen all of them because they kind of all seem the same.
Are they the same? They all have the girl from Full House?
Pretty much, yeah. Her or friggin' Jenny McCarthy or some random lady.
You know, that's probably a good thing I don't have cable, because that's the kind of stuff my wife would watch.
Ugh.
Yeah, because whenever it's like her turn to pick a movie on Netflix, it's like a freaking Hallmark movie. Like, ugh. Get this love story out of here.
Some romantic comedies are good, man.
But no, they're filming one in Charleston, South Carolina.
Are they?
And more specifically, they're filming it on the Yorktown, the giant boat in Charleston Harbor.
That thing freaking sucks to walk through, by the way. If you're a big dude, don't do it.
So Christmas in Mount Pleasant, Patriots Point could be the backup for Hallmark holiday flick. Patriots Point on Thursday said Hallmark will film one of their holiday pictures aboard the USS Yorktown this fall.
What?
Exciting. What are you talking about? For a movie, man.
I don't know. I'm not going to watch.
Sweaty Christmas. That's what it is. Because that's what we always have, our sweaty Christmases.
Sweaty Christmas and headbangs. The Christmas logo. Coming down a lifetime. Or that's Hallmark, whatever it is.
So cool. That's some fun news for Jen there.
There you go.
So maybe she'll check it out and review the movie for us.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So let's exciting news.
Yeah, what?
Some new stuff that came to Universal this week in regards to a certain area.
They are roaming. They're coming in herds.
Is this another Roman Reigns thing you're trying to drop? Is it a Easter egg?
No. I mean, he will win the championship this weekend. But you think so?
You think he'll get it 1 week after being back?
Of course he will.
All right, never mind. Okay, yeah, we're talking something else. Okay,
of course he will.
Talking something a little bit more important, which I just go ahead and say it because I want to say something.
The Raptors, not the basketball team, because I know they're probably down there right now playing basketball. I don't know. I don't watch basketball. Velociraptors.
Yes.
Have hit Universal, and we're not talking just Blue. Blue's been there. Blue's still there. Yeah. Blue's still being awesome. She is awesome, nonetheless. The Raptors have shown up, and they're like statues. Do you know why?
Why?
Because the Velocicoaster is being built, baby! That's right. It hasn't been named. They haven't announced what it is. Well, you're playing in Raptors in here. That's a Velocicoaster.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, Velocicoaster is what everybody's calling it.
Yeah.
What if Universal comes up with something that's even better?
They normally do, except for layman language.
Jeez.
I can't wait, man. That's awesome. My thoughts now is now that Velociraptors are showing up and they showed one putting it by the ride and all that. Oh. But we need a video because I'm freaking out. Anyways, if this ride is based off of Velociraptors like they said, think about Velociraptors. They're fast.
Yeah.
They're cunning. They make dynamic, swift, freaking moves out of nowhere. This ride is going to be insane.
It's going to
be an insane roller coaster.
Yeah. Okay, so the first thing I thought whenever you sent me the pictures, you're like, we got raptors, okay? Yeah, you sent me the picture. I thought they were silver, but they're like super wrapped.
Yeah,
I thought they were silver at first. I was like, ooh, these things look fancy.
You'll never guess what this is.
Yeah, like they were hidden.
Yeah.
And somebody even put raptors in WRAP.
Oh, yeah.
Raptor. I was like,
That's hilarious.
Nice little pun.
Yep.
But no, that's cool. We got Jurassic Park Velocicoaster, Jurassic Park Coaster.
World. Yeah.
Whatever. Anyways. But yeah, that's cool. That's really cool that they're there. Do we think there'll be more?
I think there's probably four, just like Jurassic World.
Oh, nice.
Remember, it's Blue, Charlie, Echo, and Delta.
What about Tango? Isn't there a Tango?
Nope.
No. My bad. Oh, that's the baby at the Hollywood side. I was just reading some articles. Never mind. But no, I'm thinking, like, if you look at the way the coaster's being built, there's some rock formations.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there'll be one, like, on top of a rock or something.
There's one. It looks kind of like the River Adventure. That looks really awesome.
Yeah. But that's pretty cool. But anyways, that's some good news. Did you have anything else going on?
No, that's it.
Cool.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, man. Well, we're going to take a little break.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a chomp out of this next segment, because we're going to be talking all things Jurassic Park.
Yes!
Perfect segue into the last section of the show.
All right.
Let's go, man. We'll be right back.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hello, I'm Frank.
And I'm Jen.
Together, we are the sibling duo behind Theme Park Thursday with Dillo's Diz.
A salute to all theme parks, but mostly Walt Disney World.
Or two Disney kids growing old.
But never as old as you.
Each week, we explore the nostalgia, the tradition, the magic, and the memories through 1,000 points of improvised dialogue.
And 1,000 tangents.
What kind of tangents?
Hallmark movies.
True.
Beverly Hills 90210.
Right.
Saved by the Bell.
Home Alone.
And anything before the year 1992.
Hey, the year I graduated high school.
Old.
It's Theme Park Thursday with Dillo's Diz.
Available on iTunes, Stitcher, CastBox, Google Play, and more.
Theme Park Thursday with Dillo's Diz on the Improviser's Guide Network.
The number you have dialed has been changed.
Welcome back to the Diz Noise, that Diz Norassic podcast, baby.
Was that the Jack Black version of the song?
Yahoo! A little bit of Adam Sandler song.
Nice, man. But I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. You ready?
Why are you pointing at me like your whole cool?
Do you know where you are?
No.
Do you know where you are?
No.
I said, do you know where you are?
No!
You're in Isle of Nublar, baby.
What?
You're gonna die.
Yeah.
Which I thought was nice and fitting because a lot of people die in these movies.
Apparently, yeah. Unless you had a fancy hat.
But no, we are talking Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, all things dinorific.
So we're talking Jurassic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, man. Super excited. I never know whether it's correct or not, but I know it's your favorite movie of all time.
Jurassic Park is, yeah.
Is it your favorite movie franchise of all time?
My favorite movie franchise of all time? Probably not.
Okay.
Harry Potter is probably my favorite movie franchise of all time.
You're talking about as whole?
As a whole, yeah.
Okay.
Because normally it'd be Chucky, but then I started thinking, ah, See a Chucky sucks. Or See a Chucky, it's a weird taste. But, and then Jurassic, I don't like 2 all that much. And 3, I can get through.
Yeah, we did a whole episode a long time ago. Yeah, I think 2 years ago when was the second one that was coming out?
Fallen Kingdom.
We did a whole episode reviewing all the movies and stuff about them. Disappeared somehow.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that happened. But I think we ranked them. I think we were pretty close. I was Jurassic Park, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Put them in whatever order you want.
Yeah, we were close because I was Jurassic Park, Fallen Kingdom, World.
Oh, you go Fallen Kingdom ahead of World. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. Freaking, it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's a straight up horror movie.
We came back into the show with the horror-ish theme. The horror-ish version of the Jurassic Park theme.
Yeah, something I found when I was creating my Halloween Horror Nights playlist, because part of Halloween Horror Nights took place in Islands of Adventure, and they had Jurassic Park-themed stuff going on.
That's very cool, man. Mm-hmm. Before we get into our Jurassic Park stuff, I want to send a quick shout-out real quick to our friend Steffers. I don't know if you know her, but she goes by Steffers on the Twitter. She actually does stickers. Check this guy out right here. See it?
Steffers does stickers? That's cute. Oh, that's awesome. It's a minion.
Yeah, it's a minion driving the Jurassic Park Jeep. A page or like a kind of like, I guess it's like an Etsy shop.
Okay.
Where she makes stickers and then sells them. It's a Frozen Recollections Design Company.
Ooh.
Or at @FR_DesignCo on the Twitter.
Right on.
But she sent this over. I'm probably going to get it. But it's Steffers @AsianZing95.
I want to see what else she has, because that freaking thing is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. I like it.
Still my dream car, by the way.
that Jeep?
That Jeep.
Yeah. That Jeep? Can it be any Jeep, or does it have to be decorated like that? Oh, okay.
That one, exactly.
Whoa, okay. All right.
Once I make it big with my podcast, I'm buying that Jeep.
Okay, cool. But in the meantime, you can buy this fantastic sticker.
Or when my movie career takes off when I'm in that movie with Zach. They're like, holy crap, look at this guy. He's the next Jack Black. And then bring me in. He's like Kevin Smith and Jack Black put into one. We need him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, but anyway, Steffers makes awesome stickers.
Listen, I'm jacked up on Mountain Dew right now.
I know you are.
Diet Mountain Dew, because I'm trying to lose weight.
Yep, but she has this sweet Jurassic Park sticker that she sent over yesterday. She said, hey, add Tombstone Josh, we'll love this, and I do. I love it. It's really cool. But yeah, Frozen Recollections Design Company.
Yes.
Or Steffers. Look them up on Twitter and buy some stuff from her.
Really look them cool. up.
Yes,
look
but anyways.
Up, look them up, look them up.
The idea of this segment is going to be the Jurassic Park section of Universal.
Yes.
I want to do not really a deep dive like we did on Haunted Mansion, because there's 15 different Haunted Mansions in the world. I want to talk specifically Orlando's version of the Jurassic Park area. Do we think it's going to go Jurassic World?
Probably. I have my speculations about it.
Do you think that once this Velocicoaster opens, they're going to put down the River Adventure just to...
That's what I think.
Just to spruce it up a little bit.
It's like, hey, come look at our new shiny toy to play with.
Turn it blue.
We're going to turn this
one. Yeah, doing some research for this segment, I found out that the Raptor encounter with Blue and the, is it Sierra? The little baby Triceratops. The little baby Raptor is the first Jurassic World attraction in the whole area. So it's actually Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, because that's what movie Blue was in. So
it would be sad, because I love Jurassic Park River Adventure. I think it's 2 on my list of favorite rides at Universal altogether, as a whole, just because I love the franchise.
But what if it's Jurassic World River Adventure? The exact same ride, different dinosaurs.
Really? I don't know. It's gonna take some time to get used to that.
Okay.
I've heard people in Hollywood saying this was a downgrade.
Was it?
Yeah.
Whenever I saw the one for Hollywood, you see that video screen with the...
It looks cool. But they're saying it's a downgrade, which I could be the nostalgia people like, you ruined my thing.
That's true.
Which would probably be me the first time, right? I'm like, you ruined my thing.
But It's cool. So that's what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the area, what we love about it, don't love about it.
You mean this whole episode isn't going to be about Tarragon Flyers?
No, man.
Okay.
Which is an underrated gem, by the way.
I think an underrated gem is... No, we'll get to that.
and then we'll top it off with a deep dive on the River Adventure.
Okay.
The main attraction of the area.
The main
church.
So the first thing I want to talk about is before they had Raptor Encounter, they had the Triceratops meet and greet.
Never did it.
Yeah, I did it a long time ago. Yeah. You walk through some electrical fences, you go back there, there's this giant Triceratops.
Which, spoiler alert, I think it's still there.
You think it's hidden?
I think it's still there.
It's still there. Yeah, they just
because somebody snuck back there and they got banned from Universal for doing
really?
That's what you get for doing stupid stuff. You do stupid stuff, you get freaking stupid responses.
Yeah,
but,
that's true. But the whole area itself is very.
Or did they get rid of it for Blue? They may have got rid of it for Blue.
Well, they've moved Blue 3 times now. You know that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like it's officially, it's in another new spot. It's
closer to the ride.
Yeah, it's closer to the ride.
So, which again goes to thinking it's a Raptor, right?
But anyways, so what I did find out while doing these things, the two Jeeps next to the dinosaurs,
yes,
are actually from the first movie. They are actually set pieces from the movie. Another hidden gem I found out about the area is the Barbasol can that Nedry has in the movie is hidden in the Discovery Center.
Is it?
Yeah, it's actually awesome. There. So, like, if you look around, there's, like, a spot with two giant eggs and then a cabinet with all kinds of stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's sitting right there. Ooh. There's a Barbasol can sitting there.
I have
something. I don't know if it's Barbasol because I don't know if you can put the product in there.
I have something to look forward to now on my trip. Yeah.
There you go.
I like looking at Easter eggs.
Yeah, but what do you love most about the area?
The area?
Is it the ambiance? Is it the music playing in the background?
The freaking music playing. It's probably the greatest score in music history. As far as I'm concerned. I know other people will say whatever they say.
Yeah.
But that song I can listen to on repeat and never get tired
Different
of.
Different versions.
Yeah. That and freaking Hedwig's theme I can never get tired of. Hedwig's theme is the main Harry Potter theme.
I gotcha.
But yeah, it's just walking in that area. You walk through the arch, which is freaking awesome. Or gate, whatever you want to call it. You got the fire burning. You see all that stuff. You walk through there. You hear the song. You see the footprints on the freaking ground.
Yeah, the leaf prints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See all that. I mean, the highlight of the area is River Adventure, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's so cool to walk through.
And it's also, to me, it's the one, like, when you walk through Superhero Island, it doesn't, like, it's immersive, but it doesn't feel immersive. It just feels like you're walking in between buildings. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever you walk into Jurassic Park, the area, it feels like you're walking into a jungle. They got trees everywhere. Mm-hmm. They got the dinosaur sounds, the roars. The ground looks nice and cool.
Yeah.
It feels the one that's the most entranced. Like, once you get into it, you're into it.
Oh, yeah, sure.
One thing that ruins it for me, I'll go ahead and say now, the con for Jurassic Park area is the carnival games. I don't like
the carnival games.
Which
I think they've gotten rid of.
Okay,
since they've been doing construction.
That's so
hopefully those are gone. Because, yeah, that's an eyesore.
Yeah, it's kind of a killer, you know what I mean? So,
but, I mean, I get it. They were building it to be like a theme park, like Jurassic Park was supposed to be. So you would have the carnival games and all that. The Discovery Center is a huge gym, too, by the way.
It is, yeah. It's one of my favorite things to do. You see the dinosaur hatching down bottom. Mm-hmm. I still think that they need to put the holographic dinosaurs in
That would be amazing. Yeah. They're probably doing that in Japan.
Ooh.
Is it Japan where they're building all the new stuff?
Fancy.
They're building
fancy.
A Jurassic World actual land.
Oh, really?
Right now.
Oh, cool.
It's either Japan or Shanghai.
Awesome.
Yeah. So I can't remember which one it is, but they're definitely doing that, which means I need to go there.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
But what else do you love about the area? Turkey legs. I love turkey legs.
Turkey legs. I say anything about turkey legs. They got churros, though.
Yes.
Obviously, meat and blue.
Yeah, the raptor encounter is probably one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
Whether it's actually doing it, you know, with my family or watching other people do it.
Because
it's like the same, but it's different. You know, how people react to Blue, and it's hilarious.
Like, anytime I'm scrolling through Facebook and I see somebody post on that annual pass holder page, the freaking video with their kid meeting Blue, I'm like, oh, I gotta stop and watch this.
Yeah.
This would be freaking gold right here. Because it's always fun, because kids freak out, man. Even adults. They get adults sometimes. They just drop.
Yes, yeah. I love, one of my favorite aspects is whenever they tell you, hey, do you have any snacks in your backpack? And then you feel tugging on your backpack or picking it up. It always knocks my hat off. Every single time it knocks my hat off.
The last time I had my encounter with Blue was during Halloween Horror Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a selfie because I was there by myself. At the time, I was there by myself. No, it was when I took my solo trip. That's why I was by myself. Because somebody would take a picture of me. So I was like, can I do a selfie? Or does somebody take the photo? Because my camera's broke.
They're
like, you can do a selfie, but it'll probably eat your phone. I'm like, oh, okay. So I have 3 photos, which are freaking hilarious. There's one with Blue all the way behind me.
Yeah.
He's looking at me. There's Blue closer with his mouth wide open. The second one is Blue's mouth right in the camera. It was the awesomest experience.
Yeah, it's so, you know what I mean? Like, they put you in it, you know what I mean?
Oh,
it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. Another thing I recommend that people without kids probably don't do, which is considered an underrated gym, I guess, is Camp Jurassic.
Camp Jurassic, yes.
Number one most underrated attraction in Orlando, according to this article right here. It's really cool. This is the most immersive play area with two completely different sections of it. Think of it as a dinosaur-themed Tom Sawyer's Island, which is what they have over at Magic Kingdom.
Okay. When I hear Tom Sawyer, all I think about is Rush.
Rush, yeah, me too. there's a lot more stuff to interact with at Jurassic than there is Tom Sawyer's Island.
Is there? Because I'm a big dude, so I'm not going through all those nets and climbing all this stuff. Is there like a lot of stuff
Yeah, especially down in the caves.
Okay, cool.
But,
there's caves?
Yes, there's caves. You didn't know that?
No.
Come on, you got to do that.
I don't hang out in kid areas, okay? I don't have a kid. You see the way I look. How bad is it going to look for this scruffy beard, long-haired dude to just walk around with all these kids?
I mean, look at your shirt. You're in a Jurassic Park shirt. I think they'd understand.
Yeah.
Just be like, Alan Grant, let me back here. I'm digging for dinosaur bones, guys.
I'm Didis Nedry's kid. Leave me alone.
No, but let's listen to what it all has. Slides, rope bridges, water cannons.
Yeah.
It has a fantastic view of Kong Skull Island. So when you get to one of the top of the tower, it looks really cool, man.
Are you trying to say that?
It looks cool, man.
Now, if you say Hogwarts Castle, then I'm in.
Okay. But the real draw here is the Amber Mines, the caves I was telling you about. It's almost impossible.
I will say, though, going back to Skull Island, it kind of fits. When you're walking through and you see Skull Island, it fits a little bit.
It does fit.
Seeing Hogwarts, a little different, but I still love seeing Hogwarts. Anyways, go back.
Okay, so the caves are super detailed and immersive, and it is as if you stepped into another world, and is the highest possible recommendation, according to this article.
All right.
But yeah, I love the Jurassic Park, Camp Jurassic area. I think it's really cool. My kids love it, too.
So I hate
you. Yeah, so you want to talk a little bit about the Pterodon Flyers?
Yes!
You never get to do this.
I did it once. it was awesome. I would like to do it again, but I think your kids are too big. But, no, you got a little one.
Yeah.
So the idea of the ride is you get to sit in these, I guess you can call them swing type things, where you're flying around.
Yeah, it's like a free feeling kind of ride, too.
Free feeling. It's like motion. It sways back and forth when it's flying and all that. And it's a cool time. But you have to have a kid to ride it, which sucks, but also brave for them to do and cool for them to do that.
Yeah.
And it's a fun time. The kid sits in front, you sit in the backswing, and it's like you're flying. It's like a pterodon is just hovering over everything, and you're riding with the pterodon.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've seen it compared to the Disney Skyway, something they used to have back in the day, which is kind of like an overhead ride. But it's really cool. You know what I mean? I've done it one time with my kids, too.
Yeah.
It's an underrated thing. A lot of people skip it because it's just a kiddie ride. But if you do check it out, it's
more
a lot of fun.
Thrilling than lame and lamest. Say that
right
now.
Absolutely true. Yes, that's completely true.
Yeah.
One funny thing I wanted to bring up real quick that I was, when I was doing some research, I meant to bring it up during the raptor encounter. But did you know Animal Kingdom used to have a walking velociraptor at Animal Kingdom?
No.
Check this out.
Why?
Dinoland USA. It's a section at Animal Kingdom. But anyways, there was a test done at Animal Kingdom that brought a new walk-around character with Professor Parker Woodson and her velociraptor named Val. The dinosaur itself was a huge puppet.
So creative.
Yeah, controlled by a person wearing a black bodysuit underneath. If you had the perfect vantage point, this character actually looked impressive. However, if you were standing an inch to either side, it looked ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just go on to say that it was not a huge hit, so that's why you don't see it. I don't know if you see it anymore. I've definitely never seen it, but whenever we're done, I'll show you a picture of this thing. Okay. It looked ridiculous.
Okay.
But the raptor encounter kind of took it to that next level.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool. That was another thing I just wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
That whenever it comes to dinosaurs, they nail it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but speaking of nailing it. The main attraction of the area is the Jurassic Park River Adventure.
Yes.
Let's
talk Discovery Center for a second.
Okay.
Discovery Center, obviously, it looks like just like the original movie.
Yeah. That's another thing I saw is it was modeled directly after the Welcome Center in Jurassic Park movie.
Yeah. So you walk in there and you freaking see the skeletons. They got skeletons set up, which just look awesome.
Yeah.
And there's a place to eat in there, and there's a place to shop in there.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get an Alan Grant hat, and none of them ever look like Alan Grant's hat, which sucks.
Yeah.
But Discovery Center is a great place.
It's really good. The chicken fingers in there.
Yes, they are.
Fantastic.
Yes. I might get those. I probably will get those.
Yeah.
Anyways, Discovery Center is definitely a place you should check out for sure. If you don't want to eat there,
There's a barbecue restaurant there, and I want to say there's a pizza place
there's
there.
There's a pizza place, yeah.
I don't think I've ever done the barbecue place, but the pizza's pretty good. Standard theme park pizza stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but yeah, food-wise, it's a great area. Rides-wise, it's a great area.
Yes.
Enthralling. It's like the perfect theme park section, you know what I mean? There's nothing really that bad other than the carnival games.
Yes.
Even if you just sit and watch the boat drop, which we're about to talk about, it's fun to just sit and watch.
Oh, yeah.
But I believe at the time the ride was made, it was the biggest drop of any theme park. Water ride.
Water drop.
Yeah.
Is it not still?
I don't know. So I think Summit Plummet might be 100 feet. But anyways, what we're talking about is the Jurassic Park River Adventure over Islands Adventure, Universal Studio side. It's a great ride.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to throw out there on a poll, or if anybody wants to let us know where it ranks to you. As far as, you know, is it in your top five? Is it your favorite ride? Tell us what you like and what you love about it. But what I'm hoping to do is do a deep dive on this ride. I know you are the expert.
Stop calling me an expert at things. Because I come out here and be like, I think that's it.
What was it on our last episode where I called you a movie expert and then you were like, the first thing you had to say about an X-Men movie was, Olivia Munn was nice to look at. Expert advice right there for a reviewer.
I mean, when we're talking about that movie, it's hard to find positives, all right?
No, but come on, talk to us about the Jurassic Park River Adventure.
Jurassic Park River Adventure was created first in Hollywood. And it was created while the movie was shooting.
Oh, really?
So, I didn't know that. The ride is basically, and honestly, is more modeled after the novel that inspired the film.
Oh, really?
More than it is based off of the movie. And on top of that, that's basically what Islands of Adventure pretty much is. It's all novels when you think about it.
Okay.
Novels, comic books, Jurassic Park.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Seuss.
Seuss, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. That was the fast version of the Jurassic Park.
So you're saying the ride is based off after the novel?
Yeah, it's mostly based off the novel, but obviously they added in movie stuff.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is, whenever you ride the ride, it doesn't feel like the movie.
No.
You know what I mean? It feels like... So that makes complete sense. Yeah. I never knew that. So that's really cool. I never knew that it was based off of the novel.
Yeah. Now, as far as stuff they've added from the movie, and while you're in queue and stuff, I think John Hammond talks to you at some point. Mm-hmm. That's obviously the movie. The character's in the book, but it's the guy from the movie.
I gotcha.
Forgetting his name, which, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
But he's there, and then they have the video while you're going through the queue. The queue's kind of like a basic queue. It's pretty... Mm-hmm. It's still fun to walk through. As you get on the actual ride itself, mm-hmm. you go up a little lift, and you lock down a little plunge.
Yeah.
That's your first thrill of the ride right there. And you come to the gate, which is a huge thrill for me, and every single time, no fail, coming to it, I get goosebumps every single time. My heart is happy. Like, you know that feeling you get, like, you know, gasping, stuff like that. Seen it 100 times already at this point, but I still get excited, and I clap every time it opens.
Can I stop for a second? Because I had that... With you, I had that same stupid gasp reaction to a Funko Pop.
You did.
Do you remember?
Yeah, you did.
I made such an audible gasp, but you're like, what? I was like a good 12 feet. Yeah. I was a good 12 feet from you.
I'm like, what you got over there?
But we were checking out some Funko Pops at Soundwave Comics, one of our favorite stops.
Which I'll be hitting this weekend because they just got a lot.
Nice. Yeah, you sent me that picture. But no, I'm trying to collect drummers now, and they just happen to have Travis Barker. So whenever I seen it, I went, but anyways, continue.
So next thing you see is the Ultrasaurus. Most people think it's a Brachiosaurus.
Never.
But no.
Oh, okay.
It's an Ultrasaurus, and that's the thing with the long neck. That looks like it needs some help.
not to be confused with a Brontosaurus.
Yeah. But yeah, that thing needs some love.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. But at the same time, that's a hard animatronic to work. And the fact that thing's still working, that's big news right there.
Mm-hmm.
So good on that. Then we go to Stegosaurus Springs. Both go through a cave with water trickling down the side.
Which I'll just go ahead and say, probably growing up, Stegosaurus was my favorite dinosaur.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I think growing up when I was a kid, I always liked that one.
Cool one.
It looks cool with the plates on its back. Yeah. So going through that area is always cool to me.
On both sides of the river, there is a Stegosaurus. One is much bigger than the other, towering over the raft and its riders. This suggests that the other may be a juvenile. Yeah. And then we head over to Hardosaur Cave. That sounds dirty. The raft begins to head toward a part of the park known as Hardosaur Cave. One large Parasacabacalypse pokes its head. Parasaphrum, whatever. Pokes its head up from the water and shoots water from its nose.
Oh, it's those things. Yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about now.
I never get wet from that thing. It says shoots water on guests, but I've never once gotten...
Maybe it misses or something. Yeah, I don't know.
We got two of those jumping up on each side as we start to go towards...
That's that thing's name?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Parasaurophopolis.
Nose water shooter. That's what we should call it.
There you go. Then we head towards the raptor containment area.
Yes.
Because we're moseying along, and all of a sudden we get the warning. And it starts like, oh, we got to go this way. Hurry up and get you out of here.
Yep. That siren, I feel like I can just hear it.
Oh, yeah. A section of the adventure that, according to the voiceovers of the ride, had never successfully been integrated into the rest of the park. Off in the jungle area to the right, raptors can be heard, who rustle the brushes and plants. The raft passes by a replica of the raptor pen, which looks freaking awesome from the film. So it's a replica from the film.
Okay.
Riders hear the velociraptors in the dense foliage while branches move to simulate creatures attempting to escape from their confines. A large hole is torn in the wires of the fence, which looks awesome.
Scary. Just like in the movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Two Kamasanganagans are seen fighting over a bloody shirt.
Are you reading the Russian version of this?
Yes. they're seen fighting over a bloody shirt. The CP-25.
Is that a droid from Star Wars?
No. Which has been sent by Jurassic Park Animal Control to guide the boat towards a safe area, but... the dinosaurs encountered and killed the crew.
Oh, no.
The boat heads towards the water treatment. Good Lord. The water treatment plant. Where riders see a velociraptor run into a dark corner. A large crate with something snarling inside. Which always scares me, by the way.
Oh, does it? Okay.
And that thing falls out and you're like, oh, please don't break. Which is cool. That's kind of the difference. Well, I don't know now because they changed their ride in Hollywood. But ours, we have the crate that drops down right above our heads, and theirs had the Jeep falling down the side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
I don't know if it's there anymore, but during one of the rides, those little two animals that are fighting over the shirt, there used to be like a Mickey Mouse hat.
Oh, in the really?
Right there. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now we go in the water treatment facility. The riders begin to slowly head up a hill into a large building in silence, which there's a lot of silence. The riders enter a dark tunnel with several pipes near the ceiling. To the right of the riders, there is a shadow of two raptors inside a pen. A raptor now jumps out of the dark corner and begins squealing and clawing at a gate sparking with electricity. Another raptor is seen jumping up from a control panel as the raft follows a short drop, which it does. Sirens begin blazing loudly, only to stop seconds later. Suddenly, a loud Dilophosaurus.
There it is.
Is heard.
I was about to say, I know there's one coming up.
Shoots me in the ear every time. Right in the ear hole.
Every single time. Why are you not looking at it?
No?
Why are you not looking at it?
Because I'm looking forward. Like, what's coming up? I don't want to get shot in the face. What do you mean?
Alright, whatever.
I'm sure if it shoots acid in my ear, it might be better than my face. I don't know. Actually, I don't know now. A loud roar can be heard. A large three-fingered claw mark can be seen ripping through the wall. Moments after, a few Dilophosaurus jump up beside the boat, spitting their poisonous venom, actually water, at the passengers. In front of the riders is a couple of flashing lights as well as a mist and fog. Seconds later, the head of a Tyrannosaurus appears in the front of the riders, roaring and growling very loudly. He roars loud. Bends over, snapping his jaws, and then later raises his mouth towards the ceiling. As the T-Rex bends its head down to try to eat the riders, the raft plunges 85 feet.
Wow.
Near a vertical drop.
Jeez.
That is your Jurassic experience. There you go.
Giant sploosh at the end. Water goes everywhere.
What a picture. I had that picture on my background on my phone.
Nice, man.
Or not my phone, my desktop.
Desktop of work. Cool.
There you go.
Cool. That's really cool, man. That's one of the fun things about doing a deep dive is finding out all the backstory. Because like I said, I didn't know it was based after the novel.
Yeah.
Which, thinking about it now, that makes so much sense. But it is really such a fun ride. I rarely do it.
Why?
Because I'm the one stuck with the kid that's not riding it. You know what I mean? Like, if I have a kid that's not tall enough to ride, I'm the one that goes to Camp Jurassic. It's how I know so much. She's tall enough now, though. So our next trip, she'll get to do it. Which I'm sure she'll be freaked out.
Oh,
by the dinosaurs.
Don't tell her about the drop. I've heard some people not telling people about the drop.
Uh-huh.
It scares the crap out of me. It's great.
Yeah, but all in all, super fun ride. Super fun area. Probably the second best area at Islands of Adventure. Where are you with Jurassic? Because Harry Potter is obviously the first best.
Diagon Alley would be one for
me. Well, I'm saying Islands of Adventure side. Would you go
Harry,
would you go Wizarding World, Jurassic, Marvel, Superhero Land?
God, that's tough. I'd probably go Jurassic.
As the number one.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I know Wizarding World is very encapsulating.
Yeah.
But maybe you're right. Maybe Jurassic just goes over the edge.
Mostly because of the Hogwarts castle.
True.
Other than that, what else is great about that area?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you're just walking through the village, which looks awesome.
It looks great, yeah.
It looks awesome.
The town looks great. Nothing against it. It's fine.
But it doesn't feel like you're in London like you do London. Like you're in... like Diagon Alley.
Yeah.
There you actually feel like you're somewhere. So yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Maybe Jurassic is a better themed area. Mm-hmm. And the River Adventure is by far a top-notch ride.
Oh, God, yes.
So
absolutely. Must do every time.
Cool.
It's the ride I'm most looking forward to right now.
Is it? Wow.
Yeah, because I haven't done that ride. Did I do it on my last trip? I don't know if I even did it on my last trip. But I'm super excited about the ride, because it's one of those rides I know I can ride. I mean, I have to bend my legs.
Do you think you'll get a boat to yourself?
I'm too freaking tall for, so I have to bend my legs sideways. Yeah. But I don't know, because now that it's starting to be busy on the weekends, I don't know if I'll get a park.
So you're going for the weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, I thought it was like half week, half weekend.
No, it's the 18th through the 20th.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this show this week.
Meet up with me.
Yeah, man. Check out. Maybe I'll be there.
Yeah, maybe.
We can all hang out and have a good time. And we know Zach's going to be there. Y'all are going to do a little mini HHN
tour,
tour kind of thing. It's going to be cool. Looking forward to just living it with you. It's going to be a lot of fun. The recap's going to be fun. But that's a month away. We got a nice little countdown.
Less than a month. Less than a month away.
True story.
Which means I got to work hard.
Do it, man. You can do this.
I can try it.
You can do this.
I just got to work out in general.
But cool, man. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode this week, talking all things Jurassic. We had a lot of fun the first segment, talking news and my misadventures with vehicles. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I always like deep diving into rides. We haven't done this in a while, so it was fun.
Yeah.
Diving deep into the ride. And now you could even say, I think we would vote Jurassic Park over Splash Mountain anyways.
100%.
But now since Splash Mountain's kind of going away, this is kind of like the last one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ripsaw Falls is kind of its own thing, but I think River Adventure is probably the last of its kind until they do the Princess and the Frog layover.
Yeah.
So take advantage, man. Go ride the Jurassic Park River Adventure. It is top notch.
100. Just ride it in general just because it's so awesome.
Yeah. Any closing segments, sir?
Any closing segments?
Do
you want me to add some stuff to the show?
Do you have any closing comments? There it is.
No.
All right, cool, man. Well, my name is Josh. Thank you for joining us this week, guys.
Yeah.
And we will catch you guys next time.
Stay metal.
Thank you for joining us this week. Be sure to check us out on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and now Podbean.
And if you want to share your thoughts or give us any suggestions for upcoming episodes, you can find us on Twitter at
Tombstone Josh
and Review It Rock.
All thoughts and opinions are our own. Intro music by Steel Panther.
Stay metal.